welcome back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host, and I'm on my adventures around the region finding positive stories. And with our 100 Kilometres to Utopia fundraiser, I've come across a beautiful lady called Sue Sutcliffe, and she lives at Colston Park, which
Lakes,
is
Colston Lakes.
Colston Lakes. Lakes. She's a little bit bossy. She's correcting me. It's my show.
Sue.
And I'm here sitting in Bigenden, caught up with Sue to have lunch and to find out about her interests and to get to know her. So, hey, Sue, thank you for meeting me.
Thank you, Jas. It's good to be here.
I feel like I've known you for a long time. Literally, it's only been a couple of hours. Yep. So, thank you so much. So, tell us a bit about yourself.
Okay, well, I'm a local at Colston Lakes, which is about 20 minutes from Bigenden. I've been a local here for about 20 years now. My kids have all grown up in the area. Very much a community person and have worked in the district.
Hang on, can I say something?
You can.
I thought you were only 25. Did you have children when you were 5? Oh, that must be my eyes playing tricks on me.
I'd never want to be 25 again. I'm happy the age I am now.
Good one. Yeah, so, and you have a passion with horses, which is how I've crossed paths with you.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So when I heard your story that you were going to do 100 kilometres, my ears pricked up, obviously, as an endurance rider. I love endurance riding. It's very much a big passion of mine, and my daughter and my son also ride, so it's in the family. And we run the Bigenden Endurance Ride here. I travel the state, part of the State Association of Endurance Riding. I thought I'd come along and meet you all and see what I can offer.
Yeah, fantastic. And Sue's come on board to, well, amazing amount of knowledge on the route to travel and people to connect us with, and a little bit of a fundraiser that we're going to work on with Sue out here. But a big part of Sue's life is the Bigenden Endurance Riders Association. I'd love to share with everybody what that's all about.
Sure. Well, so the Endurance Ride is an event that we hold in September, and we run a 20-kilometre, a 40-kilometre and an 80-kilometre ride in one weekend. We have people come, riders, competitors, come from as north as Mackay and as south as Tenterfield in New South Wales, mostly around the southeast Queensland. We're on the Queensland calendar, state calendar. We've been running an endurance ride here in Bigenden for about 8 years now. It's a very small committee and a big event that we do. So people come and compete and enjoy the scenery of Mount Walsh is probably our biggest draw card as to why people come.
So you mentioned earlier that your son and daughter both are in the endurance riding. Mm-hmm. What about your husband?
So we
just put it out there then that you've got more endurance than your husband?
Most definitely. Although he does have the endurance on the motorbikes.
Oh. I think horse riding takes more stamina from you and the horse.
Absolutely.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
No, well, as much as I love my horses, he loves his motorbikes. So, yeah. Yep.
Fantastic. So we're talking to you about a... hopefully tapping into an event that you're organising with your endurance ride. And if people aren't a horse rider, but they want to come out and enjoy being a part of their festivities, is that, do you get people coming along that aren't riding?
Most definitely. I do everything to get as many volunteers on board, if I have to bribe them with food or time, because part of the endurance ride is through the night time, and because we're on private property, we have to man gates that stop cattle from going from property to property, obviously. And as volunteers, we ask people to come out. Our ride starts in the afternoon and goes through into the night, and we don't finish until midnight on the Saturday night. And so I ask volunteers to come out and sit on a gate in the middle of nowhere and just wait until they see a rider that comes through and says hello and then goes again. It takes about 3 seconds, and yet I ask my volunteers to sit out there for 4 hours. So it's lots of fun.
All said with a seriousness to her. Well, lucky iPhones have lots of games on them, I guess. So I was believing everywhere. Just, well, do you know what I was thinking as you were saying that? Is you didn't tell me that we were doing this at night, but okay, I'm actually totally cool with that because that means it's a level playing field. Everyone's in darkness, absolutely. Not just me.
No, very much. What I love about endurance riding is it's long distance riding. So you start in the day and you go through into the night. You know, it's endurance. It's fun and it's great, but it's all about competing against yourself and how far you can go as a person as well.
Two questions. How on earth do you see the arrows if it's in the dark?
Miner's lights. So we carry on our helmet. Everyone has to wear a helmet for safety. And we have a headlight on our helmet, and that's turned on. And so your horses, you're going along in a straight road. The riders don't know where they're going. They're following a designated track with arrows. And so the light will actually light up the arrows of where you're going. There's an arrow placed about every, 100 metres, I suppose.
So yeah. Juliet, you've got to get ready to start doing some headbutting, I think. My horse is Juliet. Juliet's going to be headbutting a few arrows, I think, because I won't see them until I'm on top of them. And the other question I had for you was, have you ever lost a rider? Are we still looking for Bob from 3 years ago?
I'd like to think we don't ever lose anyone. It's very easy to get lost on a trail if a trail is not marked properly. So as a ride organiser, my greatest pleasure is always, I never breathe when the endurance ride starts until the first rider comes home. And that way I know that the track is marked well.
Yeah.
Everyone wears a bib number, so we you know, it's very much policed as to who's out there, where they are at all times, making sure that everyone comes back on time. You don't really get lost, and if you do go off the track, it's not far to come back onto the track again, if you know what I mean.
Fantastic. Yeah. Oh, that's so exciting. I can't wait. Tammy, Julie.
Volunteers.
Julie's got to buy a horse. Tammy's got a horse. We're there. Can't wait. This is my new passion.
Awesome.
Well, hang on, I've got to add that to my list of 50 passions. But anyway, it's still a new passion. So thank you so much for connecting with me and with everything that we're doing with 100Ks to Utopia.
Yep.
And we'll give a little plug for your business too. So you are a lady that also is in business and you look after, what's it called?
So my business is Freshest Spring Water, and it's 15 litre bottles of water, and you'll find coolers and bottles of water in, doctor's clinics and schools and police stations and things like that, services around, and also in the homes as well. So I drive anywhere between Gamiri and Monto delivering water.
Yeah, so you're out west.
Absolutely.
Where you live. So thank you so much for spending the time, and we'll catch up with you before we do our big ride.
Yes. Yes.
Bye
yes.
for now.
No, very good. Thank you. Thank you. Ba-da, 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 ba-da. Da 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 da